The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
What we need is a little music to cheer us up.
Music!
Playing the best music all the time. You're listening to 100.3 CKRZ, the voice of the Grand.
Don't make any noise when the music's playing.
Okay.
I don't like any noise when the music's playing.
Okay.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM. Well, coming up next, we have an update from the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation Chief, Stacy LaForme, which was posted on their Facebook page this past Friday afternoon.
Honey, currently MCFN have no active cases of COVID-19 in the community. May wish for your continued diligence in following the personal precautions aimed to protect one another from this virus. As part of the return to work plan, the MCFN Chief and Council have resumed their in-person meetings. Social distancing is being adhered to, and Council are wearing cloth face masks when necessary. At this time, the public are asked to refrain from attending the meetings so we can ensure adequate space for the necessary business. An extensive return to work policy is currently being drafted for the organization. Earlier this week, Council approved the return to work for our field liaison workers, provided adequate safety precautions can be established. The general closure of all MCFN operations has been extended to July 6th and will be reassessed as required. Essential services will continue as per previous correspondence. As a reminder, we are promoting the use of online banking at this time. As part of the reopening strategy, the MCFN Council and business owners will be working together on implementing best practices for ensuring the safety of the community, especially when it comes to cigarette sales. The COVID-19 Working Group is interested in obtaining your opinion on how the First Nations operations should resume. We want to know how you see the program and services reopening, as well as the precautions and safeguards our community businesses need to implement to ensure everyone's safety. In the next few weeks, we will be calling a sampling of households and we'll be distributing a survey for members to contribute to the plan. A special at-home Father's Day craft activity is being planned for Father's Day. Please contact Shelley King at 905-928-9964 or Leslie Miracle at 519-717-7205 to register by June 12th. Pickup will take place on June 18th and 19th from noon until 3. Keep an eye out for the next stay-at-home initiative. The offers of gift cards cover the period of March to June. We have now received our latest order and will be sending cards to those who are on the waiting list. Please note, these cards are designated as one per household. Please contact Carrie King at carrie.king@mncfn.ca for additional information. If you are interested in receiving part of an on-reserve bulk food purchase, please call 905-768-1133 and leave a message with your name and contact number. Alternately, you can send the necessary information to admin.clerk@mncfn.ca. These bulk food packages will consist of dry goods, split and bagged by the COVID-19 Working Group, who will be adhering to the necessary safe food handling procedures. Pickup procedures will be contactless, similar to the garden boxes. At this time, the Band Administration main line is voicemail only. If you need immediate assistance, please contact Kaylee at 905-979-2957 or Carrie at 289-527-0364, and they'll be able to refer you to the relevant department contacts. The MCFN Chief and Council and the COVID-19 Working Group would like to remind everyone to take personal precautions to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in our community. These include regular hand washing with soap and warm water or an alcohol-based hand cleanser, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, maintain social distancing, and ensure you practice good respiratory hygiene. Cover your cough or sneeze with your bent elbow or tissue, then dispose of the tissue immediately. Be cognizant of travel advisories and limit your exposure to large gatherings. If you feel ill, stay home. If you have a fever, cough, and difficulty breathing, seek medical attention and follow their instructions. No group of gatherings of more than 5 people remains in effect. If you are experiencing symptoms, contact the following public health office and follow their instructions. Holloman Norfolk Public Health, 519-426-6170, extension 9999. Six Nations Public Health, 519-445-2672. Grant County Public Health, 519-753-4937. Outside of regular business hours, you can contact Telehealth Ontario at 1-866-797-0000. Please note, the MCFN Community Health Office is not a public health office, although it does assist with contact tracing and wellness checks. I want to thank membership for their diligence in flattening the curve, but we have to maintain our safety and keep working together and keep maintaining the best practices for our nations. Thank you to all the membership, all the businesses, and all the assistants, and certainly to the COVID team. May Gwenchen stay safe.
Sonics, 100.3 FM. Your station, your nation.
The comments on the program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.